Heavenly Father, as we stand in your presence today, God, we just thank you so much for this opportunity to come into your house to sing praises unto your name. This is a day that you have made, and we have made a choice within our hearts to be glad and rejoice in it. So today, allow us to just bathe in your love, to bathe in the forgiveness that you've given us and the thanksgiving that we have in our hearts. Let everything said, everything's done, bring glory unto your name. In Jesus' name we pray, all God's people said amen.
Amen.
4:15 at Calvary. Boy, doesn't he look good. Thank you for that wonderful hymn. That you. Boy, I love that. I love the... Take an old hymn of the church like that. You put some pep in it. You put some life into it. You'll be amazed how people start tapping those feet. How they'll just start to feel that story deep inside of their souls. It's got to come out of there. I have a couple hymns to share with you today, if I can find my glasses. This is appropriate. Somebody sent me this, top 10 hymns for people my age. Now you start to smile, laugh, Matt. Now you start. It is well with my soul, but my back aches a lot. Nobody knows the troubles I have seen. Amazing grace, considering my age. Number 7, I like this one. Just a slower walk with thee. Count your many birthdays, name them one by one. Go tell it on the mountain and speak up. We've sung this one, give me that old timer's religion. Number 3, blessed insurance. That's a little... Old master, let me walk. I've forgotten where I parked. And the number one hymn for people my age is, what a day this will be. What a day this will be. I love it that I have the opportunity here at Mount Calvary to share not only with folks that, you know, people ask me sometimes, is it difficult? I said, well, sure it is. It's tough to raise a congregation. I'll joke about it. But I love the fact that the many friendships that have evolved over the years. When I make fun of Kevin and his attire of the day, and give Brother Matt a hard time occasionally, and it is done because I respect and love these guys. If you were at Roy Rogers this morning, you heard the conversation about, I tell you, that's a conversation I don't think I can share in church over there about their leaving this world and how we're going to be treated. And it was just so nice to come in God's house, to be with God's people, and to be yourself. Do you think that you ever put on any airs that God doesn't see through? No. He knows you. He knows you're going. He knows you're coming. He knows everything about you, and He is so concerned about every aspect, every detail of your life. Today, I'm jumping around on those bulletins and the scriptures that I'd chosen. But today, we have to read out of Romans, the 12th chapter. First two verses are some of the more well-known, memorized, preached-upon verses in the whole Bible. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. In the second verse, do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world. A cold, a callous, an uncaring world. But be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Open our minds and hearts just for a few moments so we can receive that individual truth that we need with deepness in our hearts. We ask this in Jesus' name, all God's people. Amen. Amen. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The reason I am sharing this scripture today, 2 years ago in 2 days, we said goodbye to the associate pastor, Mount Calvary Community Church. We began the service on the 17th of March. It was a service, Spirit of God. During prayer time, and Brother Matt, that is why that I chose to lead in prayer time today, because 2 years ago, at prayer time, Kathy, and she's not here today, and that's one of the reasons I'm going to share this. Kathy, Jennifer started to receive on their phone text from great state of Texas. Brother Rich has collapsed. They're performing CPR on him. By the end of that service, we received word that Brother Rich had gone on to be with the Lord. Friends, that was a difficult day. I love being in the house of God. I look forward to it. I look forward to it. We don't get it right in church all the time. We make mistakes. We do things wrong. But I tell you, it's still the best thing that I know of getting this message out to people. As you gather people in His house, in His name, He is in the midst. And then you get something that starts to just fill up your soul. And when you leave out of here, you ought to feel like, boy, I got something I got to share with people who have needs. To me, the church is a hospital. The church is a filling station. I want to come in and I just want, God, you just pour it on. You just prepare me for the things that I have to deal with this week. When I'm not here, I miss it. When you're not here, we miss you. But that was a tough service. And this was Brother Rich's favorite scripture in all the Bible. Many times we had conversations about the renewing of your mind. And if you're like me, you got a mind that definitely needs renewing. Amen. Amen. The things that I struggle with, that thing that I would have myself to do, I can't find it in myself to do it. I call upon God to help me. I know the challenges that all of us feel in trying to walk the walk, talk the talk. And it is only by His grace does He allow us to be renewed. Somebody asked me one time and said, well, what's it like this being transformed? I said, well, and I thank again that person that sent me this top hymns for people my age. I put your name on the prayer list. What does it mean to be transformed? First of all, you got to realize that you're thinking. We live in a world where we've got everything, everybody. You can look it up. You can find every reason that you can blame somebody else on it, can't we?
Just human nature.
I'm willing to blame everything. I love the Apostle Paul when it says to run your race. He never said for you to run anybody else's race. It says in His Word for you to run your race. It is my thinking that gets me in trouble sometimes. First of all, I have to take ownership of my thinking. What is it, and how can I change this way of thinking? There's a song guys work on sometimes. He made a change. He made a change. He made a change. I am so glad that I serve a God that causes change in people. I am so glad as I went up and down these pews today and I heard prayer request after prayer request. Remember my father. Remember my loved one. Remember me. I was especially tickled with Cindy in the back. She said, praying for an individual who the car had been broken into. Is that correct? Have you ever had your car broken into? I have. Mine's a little different. When I pulled in, pre-Starbucks days, Matt, a lot of this is going to go towards you. Before there was such a thing called a Starbucks, we got our morning coffee at the 7-Eleven. And I had done that. And on the seat in the pickup that I was driving, I had my tapes. I had my 8-tracks. Look, you just jot down some questions and I'll explain later. And I came out of that 7-Eleven, first thing I looked over, I said, and I didn't lock my vehicle when I went in, opened that door, reached in, on, evidently. And I started, but then, funny thing happened, about, took me 4 or 5 minutes, and something hit me as funny. They thought that they were getting a case of those top 40 hits of the day. And I can only imagine the first time that they put that Statesman tape into their 8-track player, heard old Hobie Lister hitting those high notes. I can only imagine when they took one out and what is that and put in a cathedral tape over there. Heard old George Younce. I can only imagine. And so for a while, it got to the point where I just started to laugh. And I said, well, I don't know where those tapes are, but I hope that whomever listens to them, God will speak to their hearts. Now, I'm not telling you to go out there and steal none of my tapes out of my car now. There are other ways to spread His Word. How are you transformed? Right above Mr. Well-Dressed Head over there is the thing on the wall. Know what that is? That's thermostat. And if you look at the dial real closely, and most of you at my age, you put your glasses on to do that, it's a little thermometer. It will do what? It'll tell you the temperature in the room. There's a lot of people that are going through their lives simply as a thermometer. When there are conditions around them, when it starts to heat up, they heat up too. When it starts to cool down, they'll start to cool down too. But then, my friend, if you will read this scripture, you'll place it in your heart and you will ask God to make the difference in your transformation. You can start to live like a thermostat. Now, what a thermostat does, it changes the climate that you are in. Doesn't matter what's going on around you. You're able to just take that dial and say, well, need to heat up a little bit. Needs to cool down. And you are in charge of your response to the things that come against you in this life. I want to be a thermostat, not a thermometer. Not up and down with every wind. How do you do that? You ask God. Because God is the author and the finisher of my faith. You get the right pieces where they should be. You open up God's Word. You take these things that we are saying, these things that we are singing about, these things that people are testifying about, and you place them within your heart and you ask God to bring about a change in your life. And He's done that for me. Oh, He's not done yet. Oh, my goodness. I ought to hear some amens down there on that one. Not just laughter. He is not done with me yet, and I dare say that He's not done with most of you too. It is a challenge that we face. It is a challenge. When I was preparing for this, couldn't get my mind off Brother Rich. And as Cindy was sharing her prayer request back there, I was thinking about, although those doing certain things may mean it for evil, God can make it for good. I totally believe that those lake tracks that went out of my pickup truck, God had an opportunity to use those. Or at least make them think twice before they and read those 8-track names before they start reaching there and getting them. God willing, coming up in May, Brother Rich's daughter Holly has been back and forth emailing. Years ago, Brother Rich came to me and he said, "Brother, would you help me?" He says, "I want to be ordained because I have a wedding to do in Texas." I said, "Brother, I'll help you every way we can." Over the county office we went. And here in this church, he was ordained. Holly has requested to me that she says, "You know, I would like to be ordained in the same church that Brother Rich was." I say, "Praise God." Because although things happen in life that we don't understand, so many times God will, through His wisdom, they will use them for His glory. And I love a heritage. I love that she and Tim have served so many years in the missionary field. She says, "I feel led to be ordained." And she said, "It means so much to me in my heart if that happened at Mount Calvary." Amen. Amen. I watched a DVD, not an 8-track. I watched a DVD. It's a reunion of the Lawrence Welk program. Had all those wonderful characters from years gone by, and had the accordion players, had the singers, had the couples out there dancing. Those wonderful ballroom steps that we do in church, do outside of church. No, I'm kidding. I believe that God, when He puts a song in your heart and you got to start dancing, you ought to get up and start dancing. Little Slater next door, 7 years old, when he went to be with the Lord, he would come to the concerts and he would stand right in the middle of the aisle and he would dance. And I would see him and I'd give him a thumbs up. I'd say, "Praise God." As I was watching this program, the program used to take place on Saturday nights. You had your 3 or 4 television channels you could switch to over there. Sunday night was Bonanza night. Saturday night I like to watch old Lawrence Welk. All those bubbles, all that stuff. And I got to watch little clips from the shows back and then. I got to watch the performers, and so many of them were still kicking and still coming out and sharing their talents. And I was amazed how that guy on the clarinet could play so well. How that wonderful band music was shared. But you know the thing that amazed me more than anything else? Brother Matt, I had to get up out of the chair and go over and turn that television channel myself. You know what I'm talking about? I didn't do this because there was no this. I had to make an effort to receive that which I was looking forward to. I'll explain all this stuff later. And I believe if you'll make the effort, if you will simply take one step in what you want God to do, whether it's something in your life, whether it's somebody that you should be sharing the gospel with, whether it's whatever God has called upon your heart to do, that He is going to change it. He is going to transform by the renewing of your mind, and you are going to be used for His glory. Amen. Amen. If you're able, I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house. We have sung praises unto your name. God, we have shared our request to you, and also we've given you thanks for the many gifts that you've given to us. We ask now that you'll just take the challenges that we've heard today. And God, just make the change in us by the renewing of our minds so that we can better serve you. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this building. And let us all feel that we have been in your house and have felt your presence. And all God's people said, Amen.